want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Oh, sorry to cut it off there, but should Christmas ads on TV be banned before December? Or is that spoiling the run-up to the festive season? Well, the broadcaster Gordon Burns tweeted at the weekend, "I will campaign for any political party who passes legislation to ban all Christmas ads before December. Hashtag drives me bonkers." Well, do you agree? 08459 555 678 on the phones or tweet at BBC Nolan. I'm glad to say Gordon joins me on the line, and the new Nolan Show reporter is in the studio, and all-round Christmas-tastic girl, Nicola Weir. Thanks to both of you. Gordon, I'll come to you first of all. What's wrong with ads before December?
Well, it spoils Christmas to me. I mean, heavens, it's November the 10th. It's nowhere near Christmas, and yet there I was sitting watching the telly last night, and you got the whole lot. We had the John Lewis, we had Tesco, we had Coca-Cola, we had Debenhams, all with their long Christmas ads. And still all that time before Christmas drives me bonkers. And some of those ads are just created there to make that so schmaltzy and sugary, and just to make people try and weep at stupid penguins in people's houses and things like that. It drives me up the wall.
But have you not got your Christmas shopping done? This is just the retailers trying to get you to be organised.
I ban all shops until December that put Christmas decorations up at the beginning of November, or even in this year, in some cases, October. I mean, I tell you, it ruins Christmas. I remember when I was growing up in Lisburn as a very little boy, the excitement used to build in December, because one day, 2 weeks before Christmas, on the table in the dining room suddenly appeared this small artificial Christmas tree. It was like set in a red flower pot, and it was about 2 feet high and had baubles off it. It just suddenly appeared one morning, and my mum and dad used to say Father Christmas had left it in his pre-Christmas run. And then you knew, the excitement built then. It was Christmas. You knew you were going to have your real tree very shortly and your presents in a couple of weeks. But now it starts in November. It's crazy.
Well, Gordon, you'll be horrified to find out that the person sitting opposite me put her tree up at the weekend. Nicola.
You're joking.
I'm not. I've seen the pictures.
Gordon, you're not going to like me at all. But yes, I did. And I am unashamed at putting my two trees up at the weekend.
Oh, not one, but two.
Not one, but two.
Are they artificial or real?
They are artificial. I don't do real. But all I can say is that, you know, I love Christmas. I so enjoy it. I've got two children. My little girl, she was so excited at the weekend to get the tree down from the attic, bringing it down. We had Christmas music playing and we're dancing around the tree. And I think that, now I do think that October is a little bit early, but I do think that whenever I lead a busy life and I really don't have an awful lot of time in the run up to Christmas, I thought, no, I was off on Friday and I thought I'll get it all done. And I am unashamedly proud to say my trees are up and I absolutely adore Christmas. I feel sorry for you, Gordon.
I think you are like the Grinch
that stole Christmas.
Oh, come on, you'll be telling me next you've done all your Christmas shopping and sent your Christmas cards out.
Well, I'm going to tell you that all my Christmas shopping will be done next weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And my Christmas cards will arrive at everybody's house on the 1st of December.
I can't bear that either, Christmas cards, even on December the 1st. I mean, they're for Christmas. I mean, it's a bit like saying, let's have New Year's Eve parties in beginning of December or even November. Let's have our summer holidays from Easter
I don't agree. It's totally different. I think that, you know, Christmas is about the magic. It's about the excitement.
You're ruining the magic. You're taking all the magic away by having it for so long.
No. My daughter is really excited. We've been watching Christmas movies. There's a channel which I'm going to let you... let you into a little secret. There's a channel called Christmas 24, if you want to look it up, and it's wall-to-wall Christmas
Believe
movies.
Me, it won't be
we
on in my
have
house.
Been watching those I bet it won't. Since Friday.
Gordon,
she'd be far more, your daughter would be far more excited if you actually held off until a few weeks before Christmas, and the excitement would build and build and build in her as she looks forward to the Christmas tree and just a couple of weeks to Christmas, instead of all this nonsense on November the 10th.
Well, I wish my daughter was here to talk to you, because I'm sure she would tell you a completely different story.
Kids love Christmas and so on, but I look back now and I'm so happy that my parents made it sort of 2 weeks before Christmas, because it so built the excitement, and I've done exactly the same ever since. And the other thing is, you've got to have at Christmas Eve, Santa always has to leave a stocking, not one of these daft pillowcases where you fill it with even more presents. It has to be a stocking because of the shapes in it. The excitement I have when I woke up on Christmas morning and looked at the stocking and just saw all these different wonderful shapes bulging from the stocking. That's what the excitement's all about.
But I can sense that you really have, so your heart has been hardened to Christmas.
Oh,
and particularly whenever you said that you just couldn't stand that penguin ad. Do you not just, does it not fill your heart with joy to see that little boy playing with the penguin?
No, it does not. It's a completely ridiculous advert. Who's ever going to have a penguin in their house that becomes a pet? And as for the schmaltzy ending when it finds another penguin and goes off into the distance and the poor little boy's lost his mate and only has two toys at the end, it is the most pathetic way of trying to get people like you to shed a tear and rush off to John Lewis, probably to buy one of those penguins, which I gather are £95, which is outrageous.
Well, Gordon, just to let you know, there's only 44 days and 14 hours to Christmas, so you better get going.
Well, that's about 24 to 30 days too many.
You sent me your address and I'll send you a card.
Not on December the 1st, or I won't open it.
And Gordon, you might be horrified to know there was some cooking in Nicola's house.
Yes, I have my plum puddings made, and my Christmas cake is made.
I think you're lovely, but very sad.
See, that's the life of a busy working mum these days. Gordon, is it all bah humbug then?
Of course. Well, no, Christmas isn't. Christmas is wonderful. It's the most fantastic thing. I love it, and the family coming together and so on, which is why I don't want the excitement of that ruined by people starting.
Oh, go and put on Mariah Carey and let your hair down.
Mariah Carey, I cannot stand either, especially that horrible Christmas.
Okay, we'll have to go to the news. Thanks, both of you.